said yesterday, and now there's a good metre, maybe a metre and a half actually, well away from the service line. Yeah, okay on the possum there too, Laurie. Getting in and eating all your fruit, that's something, isn't it? As you said, there's not a lot of food for them. And, the last time I was out at visiting you there, Drew, coming down your road, there was quite a few rabbits I seen jumping around on the side there. They're very interesting. I used to go rabbiting when I was younger, and I don't know whether I'd want to eat them now, but they used to be pretty good when I used to take them home to Mum, you know. We'd cut them and skin them and all that sort of stuff. She'd cook up she used to bake them or something, you know. And they weren't too bad. I wonder how many people are eating rabbits now. Alright, that's enough for me. Over to you there, Anthony. VK3JIA, VK3RD with the group.
He's just actually on the side, over.
Alright, maybe over to you there, Bob, and you can put it back to Anthony after you're over, Bob.
VK3AIC with the group, because we are a group. VK3JIA returning, and you could probably analyse that one too. Returning, because I'm not really returning, because I'm already here. Anyway, that's one I've picked up since I've been an operator, so there we are. Yes, I've got a house full of people now. My neighbour Stephen has wandered in, and all pandemonium and excitement has broken loose, and we're supposed to be in Epping and Thomastown, so we're about to set sail for that. Laurie, somewhere between 3 and 5 p.m. this evening, I'll be up. Adam's going to drive me up because my ute is full of house-moving equipment. So we'll load that receiver in. Telephone number. Now, do I have your telephone number? That would be very handy, wouldn't it? Perhaps you might give me a ring on the phone just before. I'm not leaving for Epping just yet. Maybe if you give me a quick call, I'll get your number. I don't know whether you've already given it to me or what's going on, but you might have given it to me yesterday. Just hold that thought, Laurie. I'll see if I've still got it. I'm sure I've got it on a bit of paper, but anyway. That was that. Something else I was going to mention, and I can't think about what it is. There's too much happening at the moment. My brain has gone into absolute meltdown with all the things I've got to do. So I think I'll just keep quiet and move it on to the next person, whoever that is. Go ahead, VK3JIA, off and clear.
Thanks, Anthony. VK3JIA, VK3KMS. Yes, Anthony, I gave you the phone number yesterday, so it should be, you wrote it down, I think it's on the notepad by your phone there. But I can tell you that we definitely will be here between 3 and 5 tomorrow, today. There's no problem at all. So if you want to drop that around, that'll give me the chance to get into town and pick up the necessaries for you. So not a problem there, but we will definitely be here, Anthony. No problems at all about that. Yes, now a couple of comments I need to make. With regard to this noise issue.
You tell him I found that number, thank you.
Steve quite badly, and myself as well. I don't know if you heard earlier, Drew, I actually played back a sample of the noise that these rotten damn things are making. If you haven't heard it, I'll just play a bit of it again so you can hear exactly what we're up against with this noise. I think you can appreciate the problem there. Steve's getting exactly the same thing, and believe it or not, there's actually a signal under that. It was actually John Albert's signal that was in under that. So I had to resort to the screen to hear him. Now, John Albert, if you are listening, the problem you've got there sounds almost identical to a modulator valve or the valve in the modulator losing filament supply. It's a very, very slow, initially a very, very slow reduction in audio. After about 30 seconds, it just about disappears altogether, and it's almost nearly consistent with the fact that your filaments on your modulator or somewhere in the modulator are going out. It's far too slow for a high tension failure, and as I said, around about 30 seconds, so you might need to look for an intermittent in the filament circuit. Anyway, that's just a suggestion, because that's what it sounds like to me at this end. Okay, Drew, on the manual, I'll bring that up Friday night for the club, so as I said, that's been printed out for you for your convenience. Okay, on the pop. Look, there's a couple of other variations too that you can do there, Drew. Another method that I have tried successfully as well, if you go back to using a speaker transformer to actually feed the screen, you can take audio from the power transformer, which I assume still has a filament winding on it, and you can apply the audio to the secondary or the speaker transformer, so you're actually directly driving the screen. The fact that you're getting that sort of waveform shows that you do have a time constant problem that with the between the screen and the plate supply. Partly the reason I found that having a resistor coming down from the plate helps alleviate that problem. And in the transmitter I'm using that particular technique in, it worked out to be about 100K between the plate and the screen. So you could try that variation as well if you want to do things to try. But what AWA have done is they've just floated the screen through a 44k resistor and off the high tension supply, and that seems to work for them. Anyway, you'll see that in the manual. Okay, that's enough from me. If you still want me to give you a call, Anthony, I will. Just let me know at the end of the section if you're not gone already. But as I said, I'll definitely be home. Thanks for doing the session, Ray. Very interesting as usual, and hope to catch up with you very, very soon. With regards to comments on 1825, most of us can move there. Now, Kevin, I know, has a spur on 1843. He said that it is on 1843, but doesn't seem to be anywhere else. I'm finding that above and below is relatively quiet here. But I think what we really need to do is for everybody to just have a look around 1825 and just judge for themselves whether it's a normal noise level, worse or better. That's about the only thing I can suggest at this stage. But certainly 1843 and Facebook do not go together. Anyway, Ray, thanks again for doing it. Enjoy the rest of the day. Hope to catch you all again soon. VK3 DCP, VK3 KMS.
VK3 ZPQ, very late arrival.
Now VK3 DCP, VK3 KMS, with a late arrival whose call sign I missed, but others will have picked it up. Okay, all noted, all signals are good. Anthony, your signal's much better today than it was yesterday. There must be a reason for that, but anyway, you're 10 over 9 and readable all the way. Not much to comment on. John, if you're listening, ACA, very good news about the de-stoning success. I know what a relief that must be to you. Drew, 1825's not a problem. I've got a VFO on this transmitter, and I've got a crystal for the transmitter at Rye, so I'm okay. And the trouble we had with 1825 years ago, it doesn't seem to be a problem anymore, so maybe there is some sense in moving back there. And I think it was Laurie mentioned rabbits. I can offer you a dusk of next week on Tuesday or Thursday. Tuesday or Thursday next week at dusk. Give me a QSL on that, Drew. Otherwise, nothing else to comment on, I don't think. All noted, all interesting. Thanks for running it, Ray. And tomorrow, I will be on tomorrow as well, I think. So I'll say 73 and listen through and to see if John Albert's there. VK3 ACA to take, VK3 DCP. Going clear but listening.
Yeah, okay, as far as I know I'm here. VK3 DCP, VK3 ACA, I've reduced the load on the final slightly. I did come back before and for some reason I had no modulation, but it came good. It seemed to be the microphone actually, not the final. About the drive, I think the final avalanches, I've never actually watched it do it. But if the final avalanche is because the grid drive falls off, and I'm not sure, I fixed it for quite a while and it turned out to be poor contacts in the rotary switch. Notice they don't use rotary switches these days. About changing frequency, I'm very much in favour of going higher in frequency. But I don't think it matters much now. Years ago I said go higher in frequency, because you always find somebody in a group who comes on at night and then says, oh, my license says I can do this, so I'm going to do it. And then you end up with a fight on the band. This hardly matters now because no one seems to come on at night. There used to be a lot, but they don't. But I'm still in favour of going higher in frequency, but it doesn't matter much to me which way we go. So long as I happen to have a crystal for it, I found I have a lot of 80 metre crystals, and I put a flip-flop after the... I've got a switch which says divide by two. Being a home brewer, of course, I put these things in the rig. It says divide by two, and I've got quite a lot of 80 metre crystals that'll divide down to this these frequencies. But I was going to grind a crystal up for 7125. Well, I haven't done that yet either, but I've got a lot of projects on my plate which are not finished. Graham, the plate car's risen slightly. Graham, if you're listening, give me a call sometime. Don't say any more. That's better, I peaked the tuning slightly. Several things up in frequency. Who was talking about computers anyway? We won't worry about that. Not sure why Anthony's shifting. The final of the... I've virtually got all the problems solved as far as this new transmitter's concerned. But, or the old transmitter being upgraded to a new frequency, or perhaps I should say down to a new frequency. I've got the problems solved, but all I've got to do is do a lot of work to put it together. That's not quite so simple. And I've got holes to drill and coils to wind and all that sort of thing. And hopefully we'll make it in the end. And I have this more than one station on SSB. Grant was, but I think he's still there. Not sure. Up in frequency. What else? Oh, I've forgotten now. Anyway, that's enough, isn't it? Who takes it next? HK. VK3HK in the group. VK3ACA.
This is VK3HK, still here. I found that by tuning 3 kHz off the centre frequency, I'm listening on 1846 at the moment, I can actually hear somebody without huge amounts of... But anyway, okay, well, the sooner we can move, the better, as far as I'm concerned. Adam, if you're listening, that valve, I wouldn't worry about trying to get it to work. It's done enough work in its life. It would be lucky to have, I'd say, 15% output. So don't worry about it. It's just to look at and show off with, and if you get any SCV mates around, say, look at this. So anyway, there you go. Alright, and talking about going, I think, oh well, 11:45, I've got to get some work done around here. And I'd better go and do it. Who came after me? Was it Drew? Dunno. Anyway, whoever it was, please take it. I'll see you all around. This is VK3HK.
Yes, I think VK3HK, VK3 X-ray uniform. Thanks, Steve. A few notes, let me have a look. Now, where was that fire, Bob? Was it actually in Wonga Park? Let me think. I did hear the fire alarm down at Wonga Park go off at one time. There was one over at, where was it now? Yes, where was it? Yes, over there. We couldn't see the smoke or smell it. It's over towards Kangaroo Ground, I think. Was that the one about a week ago or a little bit more? It's genuine Teflon as far as I know, Bob. It's not, nylon or something. I bought it from the bloke that sells exotic materials at the Model Engineers exhibition. It was sold as Teflon, and it machines like Teflon, and it's heavy like Teflon. So I'm pretty sure it is Teflon, but not much good in the sunlight, I'm afraid. This business of noise, we're always worried about noise. Noise, noise, noise. It's becoming a big issue. I think it is a fuse that blows in John's transmitter, lorry, that's fading away of the audio. It sounds like a heap has gone out, but it's as John was describing, it just goes into some sort of runaway. He loses his drive, the plate current goes up and up and up and up. Probably doesn't notice that the grids or these 807s are glowing red. And boom, out goes the fuse. Thanks for the tip on that transformer. I'll try that. That sounds quite plausible. And there is a heater winding on that transformer, so if I get the phases right, it should sound quite good. John ACA, there are blokes on at night, but the trouble is they're all listening 4DX on CW. Listening, listening, listening. There's ears there. They may not be transmitting, but they're listening. And a phone signal at night on 1825, I guarantee, would be jumped on probably by a bloke down there in the Western District and maybe one or two others very pronto. So AM on 1825 at night would be a no-no, but I think it's probably okay during the day. But I'm with John, Steve. If there's a higher frequency than this one, I can move to 1850 or 1855. So if either of those frequencies are clear, I would prefer to go higher. It just doesn't feel right being down on 1825 for me. But nevertheless, I don't mind going down there. But see what the others think. Let's poll blokes as the days go on and try and find some sort of consensus, Steve. But don't leave the group. In my opinion, you're a valuable member and always interesting. I think that will do. Thanks for doing it, Ray. I think Laurie's doing it tomorrow. Is that right, Laurie? Tuesday I've done it. Ray's done it today. I think Laurie's on Thursday. Over to you there, Peter. VK3ZPQ, VK3 X-ray uniform.
Thanks, Drew, but I don't see the point. Everyone else is playing the truth. I've been out doing what I have to do with the wife and have only just got in, so I'll call it quits too. A couple of things to say, but not much point in saying them now. Thanks for letting me in, and we might hear you another day. VK3 XU, VK3 ZPQ clear.
Yeah, fine, Peter. VK3 ZPQ, VK3 RD with the group. With the final, and okay, Peter, copying you quite well. Cool. Oh, note, I've got to make a comment about the 1825 shift. I haven't got a crystal for that. I'm crystal locked here, but I do have a crystal for 1855. I'm not bringing that up, but I think that lower frequency is part of the band plan for CW, isn't it? As Drew mentioned. So maybe we should be moving higher if that's that's not going to be a problem with anyone. Maybe as Drew was saying, the CW guys are down there, and I know a fella down there in Gippsland, he's pretty committed to that frequency, isn't he, Drew? I've heard him on there quite a few times. All right, we'll do maybe one day we could just. Maybe just for an experiment, move up there just for the one day or something, you know, and see how we go. But anyway, we'll think about that. Alright, so I'll thank everyone for coming up. I'll close the net. I won't be on tomorrow. I'm going down the club rooms. So, and Friday we're hoping to finish off the painting. So maybe next week, or maybe Saturday. maybe Saturday I'll be on. So, cheers everybody, and as I said, thanks for coming up. This is VK3RD.
VK3XU, VK3DCP.
I forgot to comment, Michael. I think Tuesday should be all right.
Okay, what time? About 6:30 or 7, something like that?
Well, if you get here at 6:30, we'll feed you, which you're welcome to do. Who'll be on duty cooking that night? I think Elizabeth will be. So you'll probably get a good meal if you come at that time, Michael, over.
Oh, that's very kind, Drew. Okay, I'll bring some wine and beer or something. 6:30 on Tuesday, it's in the book. Thanks very much. VK3DCB, now QRP.
I better go and write it in right away, otherwise I'll forget.
Okay. I'll bring two guns.
You there, Ray? This is VK3HK.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the 1850-55, we thought about that quite a while ago. Part of the monitoring business which I've been doing can't remember whether it was the end of November, I think it was the end of November we were first talking about this. I was pretty keen to go up there, thought, oh, this is going to be good. No good. I've got plasmas up there as well, so it would be no good going up there at all. 1825, if anyone wants to work CW during the day, well, let him go. You know, there's plenty of spectrum there, and we're doing it for 1 hour in the middle of the day. There's not going to be any DX whatsoever, and I tell you, I don't think I've ever heard CW signals on 160 metres in the middle of the day. So there you go. And ZL doesn't live in Gippsland, he lives in the Western District. Back to you, this is VK3HK.
Oh, fine, Steve, yeah, I don't think it'll make much that time of the day there, Steve, but no, I'd be quite willing to get a crystal or something like that, Steve, there's no worries there. But like I said, maybe we could just carry out an experiment for the day or something, Steve, and see how it's, you know, as Drew said, it'd be a shame to see you and Laurie and a few of the other stations. I know Barry, JB, isn't it? He's got problems as well. So, you know, maybe it is time to move and just have an experiment with it and see if it's any better down there, Steve. As I said, I'm not, if I can get a crystal, that'd be fine, you know, but the cost of it doesn't worry me. There is a fella down at Roebel, he's made me up a few crystals for the different sets I've got here. Adam was very impressed with your setup there, Steve. VK3HK, VK3RD.
He's a dire why. I had no idea he was coming around here. He just arrived unannounced. In fact, I thought he was the fellow from next door calling out to me. And I had a look at the back of the house. No neighbour. And I thought, I'm sure I heard a voice. Anyway, I walked out to the front door and here's Adam. I thought, geez. Anyway, he came in here and I was in the middle of doing the washing, the laundry. There was stuff all over the joint in the laundry. I had three loads of laundry going at the one time. So I had baskets and baskets and baskets of half-washed laundry and stuff everywhere. I was doing the vacuum cleaning. I've got the computer with the panel, side panels off, and halfway out from underneath the desk with its entrails hanging out, and junk all over the top of the desk and everywhere. So if he was impressed, he must like chaos and confusion. Ah, dear. Anyway, I took him, showed him around. Not much here to show him, you know, just the transceiver and the linear and matching unit, and that was it. And I took him outside and showed him the antenna. I think he was a bit surprised at the simplicity of the antenna. Basically, it's a dipole with a open wire feed line coming down. I think he was probably expecting something more elaborate, but simplicity is the name of the game as far as I'm concerned. So there we are. Anyway, interesting visit. I paid him his money and we had a bit of a chat on CB as he was going away. Really quite a strong signal, actually. He was over in Bayswater. I was still working him very strongly. we had a fella come up. This is on CB, and he was really bad mouthing us. Really bad mouthing us. And right from the very start, I thought, you know, in the back of my mind, I thought, I know that voice. It sounds very familiar. And then after a few episodes of bad mouthing, I thought, I know who that is. It's a ham. Oh, dear. Radio ham. I didn't announce who it was. So I just said, I know you. I know that voice. You're a ham. He went off very quickly. We didn't hear from him again. So. Oh, dear. He must have some sort of complex or something. Why anyone would be coming up on the CB band and using such language? Just beyond me. Anyway, back to you, Ray. This is VK3HK.
Just before you take it, Ray, prefer with you, Steve. The noise on 1855 just as bad as it is here.
I know that that's you, Laurie. I heard something about 1855. I don't know what it was. I'm receiving up on 1846, so I'm only getting a bit of the sideband, and by the time you get 3 kilohertz away from the centre frequency and try and listen to you, there's not an awful lot there. So, cross to you, Ray, for a QSP.
Yeah, fine, Steve. VK3HK with VK3KMS. It's VK3RD. Yeah, it was Laurie. He was just confirming that the 1855 is just as bad. He's saying that he agrees what you're saying there, Steve. So fine, and yeah, fine on the CB and that. Well, as you said, Trim, as you said that he was a ham, he moved off. But Adam's got quite an impressive setup there in the car with all these CBs and things. He does have he listens on, he's got capabilities to listen on 2 and 70 there as well, Steve. So, great guy, he's very helpful. If you ever need anything, need someone to give you a hand there, Steve, he's been fantastic for me here, relocating the shack into the back bedroom here and all the cabling we've done and such. So, a tremendous fellow, and if you need someone to get up that tree, he's very good at climbing trees, Steve. He's got a big tree in his mum and dad's backyard that he climbs regularly. So, if you need anyone to get up there, and he appreciates the help. As I said, doesn't worry me about the 1825. If I'm able to get a crystal, I'll get one. But it helps everybody out, I think. And it'd be a shame to have blokes like yourself, Laurie and Barry and whoever else drop off there when we could just easily move down the frequency, Steve. And as I said, maybe just have one day of an experiment down there and then take it from there. All right, mate, I better go and start doing these chores and get some of them finished. I've been washing curtains this morning, Steve. I certainly need a female helper here, and I've got the options. We're just waiting for her to come back from holiday, Steve. It's someone local, so I've been having a friend of a female friend of mine make some contacts for me. Anyway, mate, I'll fill you in if it all goes well. VK3HK, VK3RD with the group.
That's very good to hear. Very good to hear. I wouldn't worry about suggesting to her that, you know, she might help you launder the curtains and things. I'd be whispering sweet nothings into her ear, telling her how pretty she is and what a wonderful wonderful person and marvellous company and so on. Ah, dear. Anyway, you know the trick. Although when you've been out of the game for a long time, which you have, you've got to re-hone your skills. You've got to start thinking young again. Comes as a bit of a surprise, and you have to rearrange your mind. Anyway, I'm sure you'll manage. Now I'll do a little bit of snooping around. I'm sure that we can get crystals out of China for way, way, way less than $50 each. Yeah, you'd probably be talking about $1 or $2 each, I would think. So do a little bit of a snoop around, see what we can uncover. Dear me, I used to buy crystals for the business I was working 4 years ago. And, you know, we were paying 30 cents for a crystal. So, there you go. And not huge quantities either. Okie dokie. Mainland China or Taiwan, Hong Kong even. But, man, $50 for a crystal, forget it. Okie dokie, see you around. If you're listening, Laurie, see you around. Good luck with the possum. We have possum problems here. Everyone in Melbourne has possum problems. So anyway, enough said. Alright, get out of here. 4 minutes past midday. Time for some lunch. Haven't eaten since the last time. Okay, see you around. This is VK3HK.
Yes, Steve, I was still listening. Look, there is a chance, I think, when I spoke to Dave AFC, he had crystals cut for 1825. He may still have one. I'll give him a ring this afternoon.
Okay, I'm not getting much of that. I'll switch this thing down to 1825. We'll do the big on-air test. I know it was you, Laurie. If you can come down to 1825, that's where I'll be.
Okay, I'll see you down there.